and that she was the wife of Bush administration critic Joseph Wilson. Fitzgerald says Libby is the first person known to have passed that information to a reporter, and he says Libby made an attempt to appear that it was him at the tail end of a chain of phone calls, but Fitzgerald says Libby was, in fact, at the beginning of that chain, and that he repeatedly lied about it under oath. Fitzgerald told reporters today it's important for the nation's security and safety of its undercover agents that their identities be kept secret. Dick Cheney calls Lewis Libby one of the most capable and talented individuals he's ever known. Cheney released a statement saying he accepted with deep regret Libby's decision to quit. Cheney says he won't comment on the charges since it's a pending legal proceeding. The vice president's statement notes a person is presumed innocent until a contrary finding is made by a jury. He says Libby's entitled to answer the charges and fully air all the facts in the case. Congress approved a resolution allowing Rosa Parks to lie in honor at the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. The public can pay its respects to Rosa Parks during a public viewing Sunday and Monday. She died last Monday in Detroit at the age of 92. Rosa Parks helped spark the civil rights movement in 1955, as she refused to give up her seat to a white man on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. Parks will become the first woman and the second black American to be honored with a public viewing at the U.S. Capitol. In most cases, only presidents, members of Congress, and military commanders have been allowed to lie in the rotunda. Things are slowly returning to normal in South Florida. Restaurants, supermarkets, car washes reopen. Tourists also are being allowed back into parts of the Florida Keys where Hurricane Wilma's storm surge caused extensive flooding. Key West, however, is expected to remain closed to visitors till Monday. The region's three largest airports have also begun handling commercial traffic. It could be another day or so before service is really back to normal. Meanwhile, lines are getting shorter. More gas stations are open. Still, there are over 3 million people without electric power, and some may not get it back until Thanksgiving. This is Air America Radio News.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough, simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Today I accepted the resignation of Scooter Libby.
A wonderful Christmas time. The party's on. The feeling's here. That only comes this time of year.
All right. Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. I would assume at this point you're probably getting... I've had enough, really, of the... the reports today that began around, what time was it, Kathy, around 12:15 this afternoon of the five-count indictment issued against Scooter Libby. We're going to talk about that tonight. And by the way, I don't want to use the term scooter. I used to have a scooter, and I think scooter is a cute name for a three-year-old. This is Irving Libby. That's his name, Irving Lewis Libby. So for the rest of the evening, we'll refer to him by his name. We're going to be joined in about 30 minutes by Sincera Taylor. She's been on before. She's with worldcan'twait.org. That action is coming up this Tuesday, I believe, November 2nd. And also, at the top of the next hour, Shelley Drobny, who was one of the founders of Air America, but he has a different, he has a real life, too. He is represented or served as a consultant on several cases in the city of Chicago as a tax consultant, and he knows Fitzgerald fairly well. And we're going to be talking about what these indictments haven't done and what Patrick Fitzgerald perhaps should have done and what may be done. So I want you to hear what Shelley has to say. We talked earlier this evening. It was very interesting. I want to get out of the way as quickly as I can here. Statements from the halfwit when he found out that his vice president's Libby is not only the Cheney's chief of staff, he was also Cheney's national security aide. And he also advised George W. Bush on national security issues. This is how bad it is. This is how bad the inner workings of the Bush crime family has gotten. When you have the top security aides, when you have advisors to the president and the vice president committing acts of perjury and obstruction of justice. Now, I don't believe this is over. I really don't. Irving Libby is the first one to go down with these indictments. And I think one of the reasons that Fitzgerald did that was to get Irving's ass out of the way. As Fitzgerald said at the news conference today, one of the reasons it took 2 years, one of the reasons it's so damn difficult to work through this is because the stonewalling, the ultimate stonewalling, if you will, that these people have put up, one of these people being the Bush crime family. If there's one thing that they learned from the Nixon administration, it is this. A, quote, modified, limited hangout, end quote, doesn't work. If you are going to stonewall the American people and our system of criminal justice, then you've got to go all the way. I do believe that the Bush crime family was very happy to see this go to a grand jury because that gives them the cover that is so absolutely necessary here. As long as a grand jury is investigating, nobody can say anything about it. And it gives them a perfect cover. The grand jury doesn't have to say anything. The prosecutor doesn't have to say anything. The judge doesn't have to say anything. How this should have been handled, let me rephrase, it should have been handled with open congressional hearings in the same manner that the Watergate crimes were investigated and the Iran-Contra crimes were investigated. But because we are doing business here forcibly with the criminal enterprise, the Bush crime family, they make the rules, we go along. Until, of course, they run into a bump in the road. In this case, the bump in the road is Patrick Fitzgerald. Now, if we are to believe Fitzgerald, he did not have enough evidence to issue conspiracy indictments against anything, which is kind of staggering. And that's one of the things that Shelley Drobny is going to be talking to, with us about tonight. I fully expected that there would be indictments on a charge of conspiracy. To operate a conspiracy is very simple. And let me just share with you from the U.S. Criminal Code here very quickly. If two or more persons conspire either to commit any offense against the United States or to defraud the United States or any agency thereof in any manner or for any purpose, and one or more of such persons do any act to affect the object of the conspiracy, that would be who? Valerie Plame, maybe? Each shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. If, however, the offense, the commission of which is the object of the conspiracy, is a misdemeanor only, the punishment for such conspiracy shall not exceed the maximum punishment provided for each for such misdemeanor. Now, I understand it's, unless you're an attorney, it's difficult to read or comprehend that kind of language. It certainly is for me. But as I read that, it's very clear to me from the special prosecutor's report that there was a massive conspiracy. We are not, dear God, I hope that Mr. Fitzgerald does not expect, oh, and by the way, whatever the right wing is saying about this, and their pundits are all over cable television tonight, screw them. What they are saying matters not a whit. All right? Let's get that clear right away. Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson, the rest of these people, forget them. Crimes were committed. But if we are to believe Patrick Fitzgerald, one man acting on his own, Irving Louis Libby, affected a one-man conspiracy that involved, now, if I heard the prosecutor correctly, Dick Cheney was the one who informed Irving Libby. There were so many people involved in this. The idea that one five-count indictment or five one-count indictments is the bottom line on this, to me, it simply doesn't wash. I do not believe this is over. I think Karl Rove is going to be indicted for perjury. And I also think that once the initial impact of what has happened in this country today is absorbed by Patrick Fitzgerald, not by the public, we absorb anything and everything. And we keep going. Just look at the history of this country the past 30 years. We can absorb anything and everything and keep going. The Washington establishment has certainly absorbed it. The only part of the Washington establishment that counts anymore is the Bush crime family. They knew all along. Every one of these sons of bitches knew all along. As far as conspiracy is concerned, the entire population of the White House Iraq group also, in my opinion, and I haven't been privy to the grand jury testimony, in my opinion, would constitute a 22-person conspiracy. So, if we are to believe Patrick Fitzgerald, two things. All he has right now is Irving Libby. And the second thing is, the investigation will continue. So we'll see. Now let's get weak and stupid out of the way as quickly as we can here. Irving's in serious trouble. Cheney himself will doubtless have some splaining to do. And that's another thing. When Irving is brought to trial, if he ever comes to trial, tell me they're not going to call Cheney as a witness. The prosecution. The defense may call him. Although I think what's going on here is Irving has decided to fall on the sword. What have they promised him? A seat on the board of the Carlyle Group? $30 million? You know, what's 2 or 3 years, right? You got to protect this, Irving. Take the bullet. Anyway, we're going to get Bunny Pants out of the way here in a second. We've only got two quotes from him today. And it's what you would expect. Scooter has worked tirelessly on behalf of the American people and sacrificed much in the service of this country. Yeah, George is going to miss him so much, isn't he? You know, people to the Bush crime family, I don't care if it's Valerie Plame or Irving Libby, are as disposable as used Kleenex.
Just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. If you're not here with me, and when the blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete, all-natural stop-smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
I expect every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct. This means avoiding even the appearance of problems.
Twenty-two past the hour. Oh, and by the way, this Sunday on CBS is 60 Minutes. They have released a little bit of information about the interview between that's planned between Joseph Wilson, Valerie Plame's husband, and 60 Minutes correspondent Ed Bradley. It's the first interview since Fitzgerald announced the indictment of Louis Libby. It'll be Sunday at, usual time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. But in this interview, Joe Wilson talks about how his wife's life has been threatened. And he says he and his wife have discussed security for her with, quote, several agencies, unquote. So if you get a chance to watch it, I think it would be worth the time. You know, you have to keep in mind that this gang of giggling murderers in the White House, they don't care. When they outed Valerie Plame, released her identity, they don't care who dies. And according to a couple of CIA people who were interviewed some time ago, maybe a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, it is an understanding within the ranks of the CIA that people did die directly as a result of what these sons of bitches in the Bush White House actually did. You know, not speculation, not conjecture. They know that people were murdered as a result of... But Libby and Cheney and Rove and the PNAC group, the Project for New American Century, of which Louis Libby is one of the prominent members, you've got to keep this in mind. You've got to keep this in mind. These PNAC bastards, these people who operate that organization, who laid out the plans for the invasion of Iraq before George freaking Bush ever even thought about running for president. They approached Bill Clinton with the plan. These people are responsible, too. And Irving Libby was one of the is one of the chief operatives on the Project for a New American Century. Look it up. Take a look at it. Take a look at what these people are willing to do with your life and my life and the life of other people on this planet. Oh, man, I've got to calm down. We have a long night. All right, let's go to Bunny Pants. Too stupid to be president, weak and stupid. The man who is going to respond a certain way, Irving's in trouble, serious trouble. And, of course, Cheney's going to have to do some explaining. All the WMD lies and the sexing up of the evidence to falsely lead this nation into a war. But, hey, in Bush's backward universe, Irving's done a heck of a fine job in his service to America. So what if he caused people to be murdered and helped foster an illegal war? That's just business as usual in the Bush crime family.
Today I accepted the resignation of Scooter Libby. Scooter's worked tirelessly on behalf of the American people.
Oh, you liar.
And sacrificed much in the service to this country.
Yeah, sacrificed God knows how many people.
He served the Vice President and me through extraordinary times in our nation's history.
Yeah.
Special Counsel Fitzgerald's investigation and ongoing legal proceedings are serious. And now the process moves into a new phase.
Phase? Yeah.
In our system, each individual is presumed innocent and entitled to due process and a fair trial.
That sounds about 50, like 50 milligrams of Valium at work there, doesn't it? Huh? Now, as you listen to this utmost hypocrisy coming out of this freak's mouth about protecting the American people, allow yourself just the tiny chuckle when he talks about how he's working hard and he has a job to do. And he's got to jump on a helicopter or an airplane or whatever for yet another vacation in Camp David.
While we're all saddened by today's news, we remain wholly focused on the many issues and opportunities facing this country.
Yeah.
I got a job to do, and so do the people who work in the White House.
Uh-huh.
We got a job to protect the American people, and that's what we'll continue working hard to do.
All right, 75 milligrams. We got a job to protect the American people, huh? By outing covert agents in an attempt to smear their husbands who want to disclose the truth about you bastard, and your lies about Iraq to take us into war? Oh, yeah. That's protecting the American people. Did that make America safer, George? You twit. Unbelievable. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk for a few minutes with Sincera Taylor with worldcan'twait.org about the action that's coming up Wednesday, November 2nd. And then we're going to take a lot of phone calls tonight because, like you, I've been listening to everybody else talk about this today. And I don't know what to add to it. But we've got a bunch of sound on what the prosecutor said. But we want to hear what you have to say. Fair enough. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Dust down, dirty cash and baby free. Another one bites the dust, and another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Now, baby free.
Another one bites the dust.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Brain damage, heart damage, liver damage, death. Some of the most dangerous drugs aren't on the street. They're under your sink. Inhalants, household products kids sniff to get high. Protect your kids. Tell them never to sniff inhalants. Because just one time, the first time, can kill. Set rules. Be firm. They'll listen. Call 1-800-729-6686. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet, but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now. Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, Ester-C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, Ester-C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester-C, Advanced Protection, Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection, Ester-C, and Ester-E everywhere vitamins are sold.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
A few hours ago, a federal grand jury sitting in the District of Columbia returned a 5-count indictment against I. Lewis Libby.
Everything right. So fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
And hopefully that will be the first of more indictments. Person A, Official A, that's how he's designated. In these indictments, that, of course, is Karl Rove. And it's my understanding from rawstory.com that the Associated Press is also close to naming Rove as Official A. So I don't think it's over until it's over. Joining us now for some conversation here, a brief conversation, is Sincera Taylor. She was on our program earlier. She is with worldcan'twait.org. And this organization has put together a global action, but we're concerned about here in the United States, for Wednesday, November 2nd. Sansara, welcome back to the program. How are you? Is Sansara there? Will somebody bring her up for me? Okay, well, I guess we can just not bring her up. Okay. Can we get Sansara Taylor on, please?
Yeah.
There you are. Hi, Sansara.
Oh, hello. See, it's working finally. How are you? Thanks. I feel great. I'm glad to be back.
Oh, good. Good to hear from you now.
I'm glad to be heard, too.
Well, hold on just a second. We have a problem. Are you on a landline?
Yes, I am.
Okay. It's clicking and popping very, very seriously. Damn. All right, Sansara, let's just try to work our way through it. How goes the plans for November 2nd, and bring us up to date on what is planned?
November 2nd is this is going to be a historic day. We have plans in over 70 cities for outpourings, convergences, protests. Over 40 college campuses, dozens and dozens of high schools are walking out, and this is an effort that has been taken up now, that has been expanded. People like Gore Vidal are involved, Cornell West, Howard Zinn, Cindy Sheehan, the Nobel Prize-winning playwright Harold Pinter, Michael Eric Dyson. We have just really tremendously swelled since I spoke to you last. It's very good, and there's a lot of people who are recognizing as much as the Bush regime is, you know, a few of their people might get indicted, might get in trouble, these people will not go without a fight, and their program is not going to go. One or two individuals may, you know, get in trouble, but their program of global war, moves towards theocracy, all of this will not go without a fight. So on November 2nd, we're launching this, and we're counting down, I believe, we're 5 days from the beginning of the end of the Bush regime. And this is really, we're calling on everybody. Be in the streets on that day. Go to worldcantwait.org. Find out where things are happening near you.
I notice in the list of your sponsors now that my good friend, and I feel comfortable in calling him my good friend, Studs Terkel, is involved. I think Studs now, he must be about 92 years old. I was going to ask you if this is primarily a youth-oriented or youth-focused movement. Howard Zinn is no spring chicken either. These people who are neither is Gore Vidal. Neither is Harold Pinter. These people who are acting or being listed on your website as sponsors. Are they going to be speaking anywhere, or is this more or less lending a moral and ethical support to what World Can't Wait is doing?
I believe it's some of both, and the moral ethical support does count for a lot. It's giving a lot of heart to many, and helping spur them into the streets. At the same time, a lot of them will be speaking. Howard Zinn recorded a special PSA that's been played on college radio across the country. He has put out a special message to the youth saying, you know, you need to get out there. History always, you know, social movements, young people are on the forefront, breaking ground, making room for others, and so he's urging people to do that. But this is a coming together. There's a lot of young people involved in this effort, but we are not, you know, not the only ones, and we're not excluding anybody. It's very funny. We've had people who are getting involved who voted for Bush, believe it or not, who are just now waking up to the fact that he doesn't really talk to God. And he's a scary man, and he's doing dangerous things to this planet. And you know, all the way to revolutionaries, to radicals, to liberals, you name it. Anybody who doesn't want to live in the world according to Bush, who does not want to, you know, continue to allow torture to be normalized, all these things that, you know, that this regime is doing to the planet, and who say, yeah, okay, we recognize it, we're going to have to fight. And I think that, you know, just in the, if you think about what happened with Hurricane Katrina, I think this is one of those huge crimes that this regime committed, leaving people to die in hundreds of thousands, you know, taking troops off of rescue missions, sending them in with orders to shoot to kill people trying to survive, all these things that happened. And people thought, okay, now Bush is in trouble. And then he uses that very disaster to justify the gutting of social spending further.
Right.
You know, and I think this is the nature of this beast that we're up against, is that, you know, is that every new event, any truth that comes out, any crime that they've committed that's brought to light, anybody who gets indicted, if there's not a political resistance movement that actually uses that to fuel a movement that forces him to step down, they will take it and they will twist it in their maniacal ways to further their own agenda.
The depths to which this administration goes in its criminal activity against the American public and its callousness continues to amaze me. And you know, I started to believe that there was nothing that could happen in the political arena that any longer would amaze me, having been calloused the way I've been calloused over the course of my life. But I'll tell you, this the actions taken by the Bush crime family in so many areas, domestic, international, whether it's torture, the social safety net in this country, the destruction or the attempt to destroy workers' rights, just on and on and on. It's just astonishing. I have to tell you, I honestly hope that there is a huge response on Wednesday coming. I hope that worldcan'twait.org has really reached out and moved especially young people to take a stand here, because those of us who are not young, we have an investment, of course, in the immediate future, but young people like yourself have an investment in the long-term future. I was at a Bioneers, I don't know if you're familiar with them, Bioneers conference today, a three-day conference here in Atlanta. They have been holding conferences all over the country, and activist organizations who are trying to look, as they put it, just over the horizon at what the people of this planet are facing as a result of not only the Bush administration, but some really corrupt regimes that are just destroying everything. And I will be curious to see, and I offer great support. I'll do whatever I can with this radio program, as you know, to report on what you folks do on Wednesday. But I hope there is a tremendous outpouring of people, especially young people, who will make a move. I guess you anticipate that, right?
Yes, we do. We're getting very good response everywhere we go. But I would put out another a last challenge to everybody listening, is that you don't want to sit this one out. Everybody who raises their voice, who comes into the streets, who takes action on that day on November 2nd, and between now and then, call up everybody you know, struggle with them, say, no, you can't go about your business as usual, because what's usual in this society at this time includes just nightmarish realities for the people of Iraq, for the people in Afghanistan, for the millions of women who are, you know, threatened with losing our fundamental rights to abortion and birth control, to the dangers, like you're saying, to the planet itself, which this regime is covering up and attacking science and you know, preventing a lot of measures that would act against global warming and these types of things. On this day, on Wednesday, November 2nd, everybody's actions will be amplified. And this is a day that really, if we come out in as full of force as we can, we aim to crack open, you know, the alleged mandate that George Bush claimed last year and start usher a whole new period of struggle against the Bush regime, which is not a long, protracted process, but an escalating, you know, movement that really, with the concrete aim to force Bush to step down and take his whole program with him. Because one way or the other, you know, you can't go on in this situation forever where this regime is out of control, running amok in the world, disregarding the rule of law, disregarding the will of the people, unaccountable to fact or science or reason on the one hand, and on the other hand, you have huge public sentiment against what they're doing. Eventually, this is going to come to a head, and one side or the other is going to win out. And it's coming to a head, and we have to get out there in full force. And on November 2nd, we have the potential to crack open a whole new realm of possibilities and really forcing this regime to step down. So I really urge people to step out on that day.
Sansara, as always, it's good to talk with you. I hope you'll check in with us the evening of November 2nd. We'll be on the air, and we will be completely supporting what World Can't Wait is going to do on November 2nd. Thanks for joining us, Sansara. Good luck. Take care. Watch your back, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
All right. Quick break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
to the science of war. Propaganda make me fight, but what am I fighting for? My way of life, use some rice, give or take less or more. See through the eyes of the poor, plus I'm black to the core. Ignorance is on tour, looking statements and more. The days ahead, the painted pictures, patriotic before. You raise a flag on a land, snatch from boarding who's fall. And send a symbol on your currency to finance your war. I'm saying no, not in my name, not in my life, not for my hands, that ain't my fight, not in my name. You wage a war against terrorists and violence, and try to wave your guns of fear assault into silence. No, not in my name, not in my life, not by my hands, that ain't my fight.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner, or go to aclu.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere, and they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere, and people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
Yeah.
Officer Libby committed 5 crimes. The indictment charges 1 count of obstruction of justice in the federal grand jury, 2 counts of perjury, and 2 counts of false statements.
It's about 9 before the hour. Coming up right after the break, we're going to talk for a few minutes with Sheldon Drobny. Shelley Drobny, who is one of the originators of the Air America Radio Network. In fact, it was his idea. He and his wife, Anita, are the ones who originally came up with the idea of a liberal radio network. And his point is going to be, since Shelley lives in Chicago, and this is where Fitzgerald is based, Shelley is familiar with Fitzgerald. As a matter of fact, has sat across the aisle from him in legal proceedings in Chicago against Democrats. Shelley is not an attorney. He's a financial advisor, venture capitalist, but he has also served as an expert IRS or tax expert, IRS expert, in trials in Chicago, federal trials. And he has he understands Fitzgerald to a far greater degree, I think, than any of the people who have been talking about him on the air today, with the possible exception of former Whitewater prosecutor and right-wing fanatic Robert Ray. I want to get a couple of these sound bites in. Let's start from the opening remarks of Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald today. And I tell you, when he says this, I just feel a polka coming on.
A few hours ago, a federal grand jury sitting in the District of Columbia returned a 5-count indictment against I. Lewis Libby, also known as Scooter Libby, the Vice President's Chief of Staff. The grand jury's indictment charges that Mr. Libby committed 5 crimes. The indictment charges 1 count of obstruction of justice of the federal grand jury, 2 counts of perjury, and 2 counts of false statements.
Does that warrant a polka? I guess not. Maybe we'll do a polka a little bit later. Just when I hear words like that, it makes me want to get up and dance. All right, back to Fitzgerald. Another comment from his opening remarks before he began this hour-long Q&A that went on today. And if you go to the New York Times website, various websites, you can print off the entire Q&A session that he had with reporters. I can tell you right now it runs 28 pages when you print it off on your computer. But here he summarizes a charge against Irving. Remember, Irving's been indicted on obstruction of justice and perjury, not because he's not guilty of more treasonous crimes, but because he lied to the grand jury, and so his guilt, and probably Rose and Cheney's guilt, is very difficult to get to, although I think this particular prosecutor will continue to work in that direction.
At the end of the day, what appears is that Mr. Libby's story, that he was at the tail end of a chain of phone calls, passing on from one reporter what he heard from another, was not true. It was false. He was at the beginning of the chain of the phone calls, the first official to disclose this information outside the government to a reporter, and that he lied about it afterwards, under oath and repeatedly.
Under oath and repeatedly. Under oath and repeatedly. All right, now, after the opening statements, this long Q&A session, and I want to get maybe just one or two of these in before the break, a reporter had a question about Karl Rove. The question is, could he be official A, and might he be indicted soon also? The reporter put it this way: Mr. Fitzgerald, this began as a leak investigation, but no one is charged with any leaking in this indictment. Is your investigation finished? Is this another leak investigation that doesn't lead to a charge of leaking?
It's not over, but I'll tell you this. Very rarely do you bring a charge in a case that's going to be tried, and would you ever end a grand jury investigation? I can tell you the substantial bulk of the work in this investigation is concluded. This grand jury's term has expired by statute. It could not be extended, but it's an ordinary course to keep a grand jury open to consider other matters, and that's what we will be doing.
Now, what he said there, I can tell you the substantial bulk of the work in this investigation is concluded. In other words, after 2 years, I think what he is saying here is that whatever detective work, let's put it that way, that needed to be done has been done. As far as the statutory limit on this particular grand jury, yes, by statute it ran out today. Mr. Fitzgerald can take any subsequent information that he has or his desire to get an indictment to any grand jury sitting anywhere, is my understanding. He also has the option of impaneling a new grand jury specifically to hear what else he has generated from the past 2 years. But I do not believe at all that what happened today is the end of this horrific series of crimes against the United States and the people of this country, not to mention the people in Iraq, Afghanistan, or wherever. I thought I felt a polka coming on. Let's get up and dance for a second. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You can have my Shinka or my sweet Kielbasi. You can have my Geraldine. Bring me back my Kiska. Who stole the Kiska? Who stole the Kiska?
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
From one brother to another, President George W. Bush's botched response to Hurricane Katrina cost the Gulf Coast untold lives and billions of dollars. Governor Jeb Bush's slow reaction to Hurricane Wilma left 6 million Floridians without power. Only one of the brothers, however, has learned how to take responsibility for his actions. "I'm going to have a no-criticize zone established," Jeb declared on Wednesday. "If anyone wants to blame anybody, blame me." Blame him they should. On the fifth day of recovery, basic goods such as food, water, ice, and fuel still remain unavailable. Trucks carrying the first wave of supplies either arrived late or not at all. "This is like the third world," said one Miami resident. "We live in a state where we suffer from these storms every year. Where is the planning?" True to form, Big Brother George arrived at the disaster area 3 days late. "Things don't happen instantly," Bush said. He should know from experience. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Ever get the feeling that our representatives in Congress are up to more harm than good? This week, Mother Jones Radio presents the Diddley Awards. A salute to congressional incompetence and idiocy. Senator Rick Santorum made the cut by comparing Democrats to Nazis for wanting to use the filibuster. Representative James Sensenbrenner also made the list. He shut down hearings on the Patriot Act after Democrats dared to criticize the act, declaring the meeting irrelevant and turning off the microphones. The Diddley Awards couldn't come at a more appropriate time. Last week, the House used their valuable time to ban lawsuits against gun manufacturers and fast food chains. It was a shameless bow to the fast food and gun industry. But then again, with a Congress that used Terry Schiavo for political gain, nothing seems too shameless anymore. Find out more this week on Mother Jones Radio, streamable online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Former Ambassador Joseph Wilson says anytime an indictment is delivered to the front door of the White House, the office of the presidency is defiled. Attorney Chris Wolf read a statement on behalf of the former diplomat who says the Bush administration revealed the identity of his wife, CIA operative Valerie Plame. Wilson commended the special prosecutor, Patrick Fitzgerald, for professionalism, diligence, and courage in the case, which resulted today in the indictment against Louis Scooter Libby, formerly the vice president's chief of staff. Wilson says he continues to believe that revealing his wife's identity was wrong and harmful to the nation, and he asked for privacy for their family. Libby quit as the top advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney after the indictment was announced. He faces charges of obstruction of justice, making false statements, and perjury in the CIA leak case. George Bush said he was saddened by the indictment and resignation of Louis Libby in a brief statement before heading from the White House to Camp David. Bush praised Libby for working, as he called, tirelessly on behalf of the American people. He called the special counsel's investigation into the CIA leak serious. The special counsel, Patrick Fitzgerald, called the investigation very serious, but he says it's not over. At his news conference, Fitzgerald said, leaking a CIA agent's name threatens national security. Fitzgerald, though, would not comment about the possible involvement of George Bush's closest advisor, Karl Rove, who is still under investigation. The U.S. is taking a strong stand against Palestinian extremists. They've joined the United Nations, Russia, and the European Union in demanding that Syria immediately close the offices of Islamic Jihad in Damascus and prevent the use of its territory for terrorist activity. The so-called quartet has devised a roadmap to push Israel and the Palestinians into a negotiated peace settlement. It also condemns this week's bombing in the Israeli town of Hadera, in which five Israelis were killed. Islamic Jihad took responsibility for that attack. Former Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry pleaded guilty today to federal charges stemming from his failure to file tax returns in 2000. Barry was charged with willfully failing to file a return and supply information, both charges misdemeanors. The 69-year-old city councilman will be sentenced January 18th. In a federal court. Congress approved the resolution allowing Rosa Parks to lie in honor at the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. The public can pay its respects Sunday and Monday. Rosa Parks helped spark the civil rights movement in 1955, refusing to give up her seat to a white man on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. She becomes the first woman and the second black American to be honored with a public viewing in the Capitol rotunda. Rosa Parks died Monday at age 92. This is Air America Radio News.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Mom. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Doug in Memphis sent me this, during the break, sent me this email. Mike, don't know what I can add to this. I'm happy and hopeful to see finally and realize what I hope is only the beginning of indictments for these foul criminals in the Bush administration. I just hope it doesn't turn out to be eyewash to appease the masses. I look at things differently from some others. I'm a Vietnam vet. Over 50,000 Americans died because we believed the Gulf of Tonkin fabrication. As of late, over 2,000 Americans are dead in Iraq. Why did no one want to listen to allegations or attempt to indict anyone when the Downing Street memos came out? Not to take away the criminal severity of the Valerie Plame case, but are CIA agents more valuable than our youth, more valuable than American soldiers, brothers in arms? I've seen all this eyewash before. Iran-Contra and Watergate, almost all of these evil bastards are back in top government positions or have radio or TV talk shows. Poindexter, Abrams, Negroponte, Reich, Oliver North, Gordon Liddy, and on and on. A Mater D asked me one night, do you have reservations? I answered, yeah, but I'm going to eat here anyway. Shit-a-boom. I will believe the good in this, the finality of this, when I see it. Doug in Memphis. All right, I want to bring in Shelley Drobny now, if we can connect to Shelley, please, who is one of the founders of Air America Radio. Shelley, welcome to the program. Shelley's calling from Chicago, and I was telling the audience that you have knowledge of Fitzgerald. You have sat across the aisle from him in court cases where you were...
Let me correct you on that.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I have, and I'm not going to name any names, I have been involved in... consulting on a high-level Democratic official here,
okay,
who was indicted, and the original indictment he attached charges to it, and I was brought in to write a memo about the attached charges. They were completely fabricated, by the way, and okay. The judge dropped the attached charges. All right.
Now
the other interesting thing about this case was this is a guy who had a tax-exempt organization, went bankrupt. And, he had some checks that bounced that he ultimately made good, and he was indicted also for bank fraud. Okay?
Right.
And, let me tell you something. It's like debtor's prison, I have to tell you. The guy made it good, made all the checks good, and technically, if you bounce checks and your bank account doesn't have a balance in it, you've committed bank fraud. Anyway...
Right.
I got the income tax charge, which is also a fabrication, off of the indictment, but nevertheless, they're dropping like flies here in Chicago with high-level Democrats. Now, I'm not suggesting that these people are any better in terms of, the fact that they may or may not be guilty. What I'm saying is some of these indictments are You know, they had some stuff on, like the truckload of indictments. And what my experience is, and I'll just tell you this right off the bat, Mike, it's over. Any idea that you talk to any top-level white-collar criminal attorney, and they'll tell you this is it. There will be no more indictments.
Well, I can't argue with experience. I understand your connections to the legal community and your maybe secondhand knowledge of Fitzgerald. My knowledge of Fitzgerald is eighth hand, tenth hand. But Shelley, I got to disagree. I can't believe that with, for example, Karl Rove, four trips to a grand jury. You and I both know that you make that many trips to a grand jury, your ass is going to go down. I mean,
No. Let me. You're using common sense, and that's one of your first. I love you, Mike, but let me just tell you, the cues that Fitzgerald told you today was that the substantive work has been done.
Yes, he did.
And
that.
Whenever you have an indictment, you always have a grand jury to go to, just in case the guy flips. All right.
Right.
But this guy is to Bush and Cheney as Poindexter was to Reagan.
You're talking about Libby.
I'm talking about Libby.
Right.
I'm telling you, you heard it here first, all right? Let me just tell you, let me give you the clues that tell you that it's over.
All right.
Okay, number one, did you ever hear anybody from the White House execute or desire executive privilege for documents that were requested in this case?
Well, I haven't really heard anything because his grand jury testimony, you know.
Wait a minute. Executive privilege is something that, do you remember the Saturday Night Massacre?
Yes, yes.
Way back in the Watergate investigation?
Yes, I do.
Okay. In order for a prosecutor to get anything substantive in a case, he's got to get documents.
Right.
He's got to get documents from the White House. He's got to get documents from the Vice President, the President. And he needs those documents. And there was never any executive privilege case that went to the Supreme Court, remember, 9-0. In 1973,
right,
that Nixon was required to turn over the tapes and everything. No executive privilege. Number two, Cheney was not under oath in the grand jury.
Well, it's my understanding he was. I said that the other night, and yet I read in the New York Times that he was, in fact, under oath.
Well, you know, I if you have any information that indicates that he testified in the grand jury, it would be news to me. The other thing is Bush was not under oath. Okay? He was not called to testify. And then you have a situation where you have laws, I sent you information about conspiracy laws. Well, you know, when somebody gets indicted by a federal prosecutor, he has complete control over the agenda of the investigation. And, you know, Fitzgerald, and I'm not saying anything disparaging to him. I mean, he's under a lot of pressure. But I will say that when he used that baseball metaphor, remember?
Yes.
About the hard ball hitting the head and if you throw dust in the umpire, that's obstruction of justice.
Right.
Well, I'm telling you that he threw a softball because in 2 years, now let me tell you something. I used to prosecute cases for the IRS. I was there in the late 60s and early 70s. Mm-hmm. And I remember if I had a conspiracy where I could identify people, well, it's a tax conspiracy, and I had one of the conspirators, and I knew who the other two were, the conspiracy would absolutely crumble if you got those people and you asked for documents and then you actually had them testify under oath. And you have to do your job and go through every level of the investigation. This could have been done in a matter of months, 2 years worth. And, you know, what did they really have to do? They had to identify. They know there's a conspiracy because Scooter Libby got information from the vice president and said, well, look, I'm the chief of staff, but I'll do whatever I want. I'm not going to ask Cheney what his motive is, what he wants me to do. All right?
Right.
So, you know, I'll just do it on my own. Of course, they know that he got information from Cheney. Then there's an assumption that Rove and Cheney and Bush, whatever, don't ever talk to each other. You know? Of course, a good prosecutor knows that in a conspiracy, people don't confess, right?
Right.
All right. So you have to use circumstantial evidence. Let me give you an example of circumstantial evidence. Scott Peterson was convicted on circumstantial evidence of first-degree murder, and he got the death penalty. They never found the murder weapon. They never found any evidence of his killing his wife, except that he was canoeing in a lake, and fishing in a lake that he never was at before, and he had motive and opportunity, okay?
Right.
Now, that's first-degree murder. So you have a situation where, as you explained very carefully, when you get one person and you have all of this circumstantial evidence all over the place, it's impossible. There's no common sense the idea that this is one person acting on his own, especially when Rove was also doing it. The vice president, where did he get that information? He obviously got it from George Tenet. Why wasn't Tenet?
Mm-hmm.
Again, some of these things that may have happened in the grand jury, but I have to tell you, the cue is if there was no executive privilege exercised by the White House, you know they did not request enough documents. That's a very important aspect of this thing because, and I'm telling you, I think that this guy's a throwaway guy. In my experience, I'll tell you, this is just, this is the way it ends.
All right, Shelley, thanks for the input. We will make a heavy, heavy note of what you said. I hope that you'll get surprised.
I hope I will too, Mike, this is all fluff.
Well, let's see what happens. Shelley, thank you so much. Always good to hear from you, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Laugh and dance it. Look at you. You're having fun. But look at me. I'm almost crying. But that don't keep her love from dying. Misery calls to me. The party's over. Turn out the lights.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com click the radio listener link and use promo code America. That's gotomypc.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC, free today.
War, lies, torture. This is Suher Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war. Devastated environment. Forced religion. No right to abortion. No dissent. No critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcantwait.org.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Today, I accepted the resignation of Scooter Libby.
Another day of life with my faith in the people, but the people let me down. So I turn the other way and I carry on.
21 past the hour. I'm going to disagree with my friend Shelley Drobny in Chicago, and both he and I will wait to see what really happens. And Shelley may be right. I mean, Shelley has a lot more experience with this sort of stuff than I do. But I just simply can't believe that you can wind up after 2 years with a five-count indictment that just drips of conspiracy. Everything that was contained within the five charges against Libby, obstruction of justice, perjury, yada, 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 you know, from my little piece of the planet, when I look up at all these big people running around doing these court cases, I can't see how a conspiracy indictment wasn't handed up today. I just don't get that. I don't. And the only thing I can think of is that Fitzgerald is not ready to hand up a conspiracy indictment. Everything that you hear and have read, if you read the Q&A that followed Fitzgerald's statement, all the information that you already have because you've been following this case for 2 years, this did not happen in a vacuum. There was a 22-member so-called White House Iraq group that included, Jesus, I'm surprised it didn't include you. Or me. It seemed like everybody else was involved in figuring out ways to lie to the American people and take us into a war. And then conspire to, in some cases literally, in other cases metaphorically, murder anyone who got in the way of their filthy plans. So I, again, as much as I like Shelley and have deep respect for him, I'm going to reserve a judgment on this and just say right now, Shelley, I disagree with what you're predicting. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. All right, continuing, I want to go back to Fitzgerald now. Continuing to answer reporters' questions, Fitzgerald here explains the reason the grand jury returned perjury and obstruction charges. And in this answer, I think Fitzgerald trashes what the right-wing freaks are saying, that somehow these are lesser charges than a criminal charge for outing a CIA officer would be.
I also want to take away from the notion that somehow we should take an obstruction charge less seriously than a leak charge. This is a very serious matter, and compromising national security information is a very serious matter. But the need to get to the bottom of what happened and whether national security was compromised by inadvertence, by recklessness, by maliciousness is extremely important. We need to know the truth. And anyone who would go into a grand jury and lie, obstruct, and impede the investigation has committed a serious crime. I will say this. Mr. Libby is presumed innocent. He would not be guilty unless and until a jury of 12 people came back and returned a verdict saying so. But if what we allege in the indictment is true, then what is charged is a very, very serious crime that will vindicate the public interest in finding out what happened here.
Now, the obvious conclusion you can draw from that statement is we still don't know what happened here. We have no idea. And a little bit further back in his statement, he said, we need to know the truth. We need to know the truth. He said, but the need to get to the bottom of what happened and whether national security was compromised by inadvertence, by recklessness, by maliciousness, is extremely important. To me, it sounds as though he's building his own case, or the case that he's presenting to those assembled reporters as to why he, the special prosecutor, is going to continue this investigation. Now, when he said previously that the majority of the work is over, that means simply that the investigative work is over, the detective work, if you will, is over. But the conclusions have yet to be drawn by him or by a subsequent grand jury. But unless I have mush in my ears, he said, we need to know the truth. And anyone who would go into a grand jury and lie, obstruct, and impede the investigation has committed a serious crime. And then, of course, he makes a stock that Libby is presumed innocent, yada, yada, yada. He says, but if what we allege in the indictment is true, then what is charged is a very, very serious crime that will vindicate the public interest in finding out what happened here. Mr. Prosecutor, we don't know what happened here. And if you were talking about the public interest, I'm part of the public interest. And yes, I agree with you, sir. I want to know what happened here. So I don't think the last out has been, to use his baseball metaphor, the last pitch has been tossed or the last out has been affected here. Got time for one more? No? Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have a couple more of these, then we're going to go to your phone calls. So stick around. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Fix. Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 26 before the hour. Still on the on the topic of whatever heat Karl Rove might be facing. We're back at the press conference today with Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald. A reporter asked this question, is Karl Rove off the hook? And are there any other individuals who might be charged? You say you're not quite finished.
All I can say is the same answer I gave before. If you ask me any name, I'm not going to comment on anyone named because we either charge someone or we don't talk about them. And don't read that answer in the context of the name you gave me. Carol.
What do you say about what you're still working on?
I can't. I mean, I don't mean that flippantly, but the grand jury doesn't give an announcement about what they're doing, what they're looking at, unless they charge an indictment. I can tell you that no one wants this thing to be over as quickly as I do, as quickly as Mr. Eckenrode does. I'd like to wake up in my bed in Chicago. He'd like to wake up in his bed in Philadelphia. And we recognize that we want to get this thing done. I will not end the investigation until I can look anyone in the eye and tell them that we have carried out our responsibility sufficiently to be sure that we've done what we could to make intelligent decisions about when to end the investigation.
Okay, that comment right there, I will not end the investigation until I can look anyone in the eye and tell them that we've carried out our responsibility sufficiently to be sure that we've done what we could to make intelligent decisions about when to end the investigation. This is not over. Not indication, but every statement regarding the further activity by this special prosecutor that Fitzgerald made today would indicate that it's not over. And again, with all due respect to my good friend Shelley Drobny, this is where he and I would disagree. All right, so another reporter asks about why Libby wasn't charged with the crime. Fitzgerald simply explains that you can't know if someone's committed a crime if they lie to the grand jury. So it looks like Irving's going to take the fall for his bosses, probably Rove, too. The reporter puts it this way. The indictment describes Louis Libby giving classified information concerning the identity of a CIA agent to some individuals who are not eligible to receive that information. Can you explain why that does not, in and of itself, constitute a crime?
Knowing that he gave the information to someone who was outside the government, not entitled to receive it, and knowing that the information was classified is not enough. You need to know at the time that he transmitted the information, he appreciated that it was classified information, that he knew it or acted in certain statutes with recklessness. And that is sort of what gets back to my point. The harm in the obstruction crime is it shields us from knowing the full truth. And trying to figure that out, you need to know what the truth is. So our allegation is, in trying to drill down and find out exactly what we got here, if we receive false information, that process is frustrated. If Mr. Libby is proven to have done what we've alleged, convicting him of obstruction of justice, perjury, and false statements, very serious felonies, will vindicate the interest of the public in making sure he's held accountable.
Well, okay. Making sure he's held accountable where it concerns perjury, obstruction, and making false statements. But where he's held accountable, where it concerns actively participating in a conspiracy to destroy two people, and no one knows how many others, because one of those two people decided to blow the whistle on the lies and deceptions that this criminal enterprise was perpetrating on the American public to take us into war. And again, what the impression I got today when I was listening to this on the radio, when I was listening to this press conference on the radio, is that what Fitzgerald is trying to say here, while staying within the confines of a special prosecutor who has been operating with a grand jury, what he's trying to say, it seems to me, is what he said. He said, that sort of gets back to what is my point, the harm and the obstruction crime. Is the harm done by the obstruction crime is it shields us from knowing the full truth. So the process, as he pointed out, has been frustrated, but this guy does not impress me as someone's going to say, okay, well, this particular bastard lied to us and obstructed justice and committed perjury, so, okay, we're going to charge him with those three crimes, we're going to indict him five times, we're going to move on. End of story, books closed, I want to go back to Chicago. No. I cannot believe, because his own statements indicate that he's going to continue. Now, after listening, to this back and forth, it's more and more clear that Irving's a fall guy. The reporter says, Mr. Fitzgerald, there's a saying in Washington that it's not the crime, it's the cover-up. Can you tell us whether or not Mr. Libby had, if Mr. Libby had testified truthfully, would he be charged in this crime today? Now, when they talk about this crime, they're talking about the revelation of Valerie Plame. And also, it's a little hazy, I think, for many of us. You say that Valerie Plame's identity was classified, but you're making no statement as to whether she was covert.
Let's not presume that Mr. Libby's guilty, but let's assume for the moment that the allegations in the indictment are true. If that is true, you cannot figure out the right judgment to make, whether or not you should charge someone with a serious national security crime or walk away from it or recommend any other course of action if you don't know the truth. So I understand your question, which is, well, what if he had told the truth? What would you have done? Well, if he had told the truth, we would have made the judgment based upon those facts. We would have assessed what the accurate information is and made a decision. We had not charged him with a crime. I'm not making an allegation that he violated that statute. What I'm simply saying is one of the harms in obstruction is that you don't have a clear view of what should be done, and that's why when people are to walk in, you're going to go into the grand jury, you're going to take an oath, tell us the who, what, when, where, and why straight, and we're simply saying in here we didn't get the straight story, and we had to take action.
Right. We didn't get the straight story from this from Libby, and probably not from Robe. I think that's one of the reasons Robe has made four trips in there. I honestly believe Robe is going to be indicted. I really do. If there's any justice in America, he's going to be indicted. You know that. I know that. Further, if there's any justice in America, I understand all these prosecutors have to play by the rules, and I also understand that the rules are very lax for most of us, our way of understanding how rules proceed in a courtroom, let's say, when those rules are applied before a grand jury. The people being questioned are not allowed to take an attorney in. They can leave the room and go out in the hall and talk to an attorney. The rules are entirely different for witnesses who appear. They can be bitch slapped, figuratively speaking. They can be accused of all sorts of things. Rumor, innuendo, secondhand, thirdhand information is allowed to be presented to these witnesses. Say, well, I heard this and I heard that. Stuff that in a court, open court trial, civil or criminal, would never be allowed. So I think what Fitzgerald is doing here is a dance. But I think if you look very closely at what he's saying, he's making it very clear. He says, what I'm simply saying is one of the harms in obstruction is that you don't have a clear view of what should be done. And we're simply saying here, we didn't get the straight story, and we had to take action. Now, what does that sound like to you? To me, it sounds like what he's saying is, we decided to indict this slime ball on five counts that possibly will, if he's found guilty, will give him up to 50 years in prison. That's a warning shot to everybody else. Either cooperate, and it's also a warning to Libby. Is this what you want? Is this what you're going to do to continue to lie to us and continue to conspire to conceal the truth? If that's what you're going to do, adios. Now, this is the way it's done, unless I've seen too many Scott Turow novels made into movies. And I don't think anyone believes that Irving Libby acted alone. I mean, come on. Nobody believes that. Now, that's what the pig man and his clones are trying to put out there to get everyone to believe. Yeah, to their brain-dead listeners. Oh, sure. It begins and ends with Libby. And by the way, it's not nearly as bad as what Bill Clinton did. And I don't believe that we are to believe that Karl Rove is had nothing to do with this plot to destroy Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson, that he never talked to Irving about Wilson or Plame, never outed her identity to anyone himself. I don't believe that Cheney knew nothing, never gossiped about Plame, didn't know what his top aide was doing. Oh, please, stop it. You know, don't. You're going to make my head explode with that. Fitzgerald is first of all, is not a stupid man. And I think he understands that Irving Libby was not in this by himself. He stated as much. When you're trying to get to the bottom, we're trying to get to the truth of a conspiracy. He didn't use the word conspiracy, but he said when you're trying to get a clear view of what should be done and you're getting nothing but lies, then you've got to take out the person who is lying. You've got to get rid of the liar. And I think that is precisely what this five-count indictment on Libby did today. This removes him now, unless he wants to go in and cut a deal. Huh? I'm just guessing, just like you.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
Host for a Pian's Brian's Future, it's Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, gosh, I'm getting a lot of emails from people who agree, not specifically with Shelley, my guest. And by the way, Shelley is not an attorney. He just isn't. He's a venture capitalist. He's an investment counselor. He is he offers expert testimony when asked. At one time, he worked for Internal Revenue Service as a prosecutor, but he is not an attorney. And the opinion that he was expressing is, I think it's valid, and I think that a lot of folks who are emailing in with an attitude that says, look, Mike, this is the best that's going to happen. This is it. I can understand that. We have watched for 5 years while these bastards managed to dance away from every chaotic condition that they have created with nobody taking responsibility. Republicans never take responsibility for anything. Never. And this group of Republicans, some of whom were elected, some of whom stole the office, are the most degenerate group I've ever seen. They're not going to take responsibility for anything. Nothing. It's Bill Clinton's fault. It's the weather's fault. It's God's fault. It's your mama's fault. Whatever. So I can understand the kind of angst, is that the right word, that people are feeling about these bastards are going to get away with something as serious as this. I'm not at that point yet. I watched as closely as I could. Young Mr. Fitzgerald today, this 41-year-old or 42-year-old prosecutor, and when he had his press conference, the bit of it that I saw on replay, and I just am not convinced that this guy is wrapping it up and closing it and saying, well, okay, thank God I'm finished with that because I'm a Republican, and I got to get out of town. These sons of bitches are going to kill me if I go much further with this. No, I just didn't see that. I didn't. Now, on the right-wing propaganda campaign, which began before the indictments came out, of course, that campaign to make attempt to make it look like these five indictments is just some sort of grasping at straws. Or as K. Bailey Hutchinson said on television last weekend, some kind of perjury technicality. Oh, God. Anyway, this particular reporter says, Mr. Fitzgerald, the Republicans previewed some talking points in anticipation of your indictment. And they said that if you didn't indict on the underlying crimes, and you indicted on things exactly like you did, false statements, perjury, obstruction, these were, quote-unquote, technicalities. And that really it was overreaching and excessive. And since they've made those claims, now that you have indicted, you won't respond to further charges. I want to give you an opportunity now to respond to that allegation, which they may make. It seems like that's the road they, the Republicans, are going to go down.
That talking point won't fly. If you're doing a national security investigation, if you're trying to find out who compromised the identity of a CIA officer, and you go before a grand jury, and if the charges are proven, remember there's a presumption of innocence, but if it is proven that the chief of staff, the vice president, went before a federal grand jury and lied under oath repeatedly and fabricated a story about how he learned this information, how he passed it on, and we prove obstruction of justice, perjury, and false statements to the FBI. That is a very, very serious matter.
It is indeed. And what the right-wingers are trying to do is trivialize obstruction, false statements, and perjury. The same evil termites who compared Clinton's alleged perjury to what? The invasion of Europe in 1944. I don't know. I hate Republicans. You all know that. I think conservatives and the Christo-fascist nutballs that run both the conservative movement and the Republican Party in this country are all insane. They are. But since they dominate media, especially electronic media, this is all you're going to hear. Remember, even though Fitzgerald says he wants to go home and sleep in his own bed, he just signed a 2-year lease on office space in D.C. This is not over. This is not over. Now, he is a district attorney or a Justice Department attorney assigned to Chicago. What the hell is he doing renting space in New York, or in Washington? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying he'll necessarily be there because he does have things to do in Chicago. But he will have an office there, and there will be some sort of activity going on. All right, last one here. This is the last one for now anyway. Still answering the last question about the serious nature of the crimes committed by Irving.
And if a truck driver pays a bribe or someone else does something, where they go to a grand jury afterward and lie about it, they get indicted all the time. Any notion that anyone might have that there's a different standard for a high official, that this is somehow singling out obstruction of justice or perjury, is upside down. If these facts are true, if we were to walk away from this and not charge obstruction of justice as perjury, we might as well just hand in our jobs. Because our jobs in the criminal justice system is to make sure people tell us the truth. And when it's a high-level official and a very sensitive investigation, it is a very, very serious matter that no one should take lightly.
Well, I can agree with you on that, Mr. Fitzgerald, and so can normal people. But Republicans, conservatives, the right-wing crazies in this country are not normal people. And as we all know, the Bush crime family is above reproach and above the law. God talks to the head of the Bush crime family, while the rest of them skitter about underneath his feet, acting like the cockroaches that they are. When it's a high-level official in a very sensitive investigation, Mr. Fitzgerald said, it is a very, very serious matter that no one should take lightly. Well, to that, let me say amen and amen. But over the course of the next few weeks, as Mr. Fitzgerald prepares more indictments to present to a grand jury, just remember, when you hear the pig man and all of his clones trying to trivialize this, what the prosecutor said.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere, all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Former Ambassador Joseph Wilson says anytime an indictment is delivered to the front door of the White House, the office of the presidency is defiled. Attorney Chris Wolf read a statement on behalf of the former diplomat who says the Bush administration revealed the identity of his wife, CIA operative Valerie Plame. Wilson commended the special prosecutor, Patrick Fitzgerald, for professionalism, diligence, and courage in the case, which resulted today in the indictment against Louis Scooter Libby, formerly the vice president's chief of staff. Wilson says he continues to believe that revealing his wife's identity was wrong and harmful to the nation, and he asked for privacy for their family. Libby quit as the top advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney after the indictment was announced. He faces charges of obstruction of justice, making false statements, and perjury in the CIA leak case. George Bush said he was saddened by the indictment and resignation of Louis Libby in a brief statement before heading from the White House to Camp David. Bush praised Libby for working, as he called, tirelessly on behalf of the American people. He called the special counsel's investigation into the CIA leak serious. The special counsel, Patrick Fitzgerald, called the investigation very serious, but he says it's not over. At his news conference, Fitzgerald said, leaking a CIA agent's name threatens national security. Fitzgerald, though, would not comment about the possible involvement of George Bush's closest advisor, Karl Rove, who is still under investigation. The U.S. is taking a strong stand against Palestinian extremists. They've joined the United Nations, Russia, and the European Union in demanding that Syria immediately close the offices of Islamic Jihad in Damascus and prevent the use of its territory for terrorist activity. The so-called quartet has devised a roadmap to push Israel and the Palestinians into a negotiated peace settlement. It also condemns this week's bombing in the Israeli town of Hadera, in which five Israelis were killed. Islamic Jihad took responsibility for that attack. Former Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry pleaded guilty today to federal charges stemming from his failure to file tax returns in 2000. Barry was charged with willfully failing to file a return and supply information, both charges misdemeanors. The 69-year-old city councilman will be sentenced January 18th in federal court. Congress approved the resolution allowing Rosa Parks to lie in honor at the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. The public can pay its respects Sunday and Monday. Rosa Parks helped spark the civil rights movement in 1955, refusing to give up her seat to a white man on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. She becomes the first woman and the second black American to be honored with a public viewing in the Capitol Rotunda. Rosa Parks died Monday at age 92. This is Air America Radio News.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your Office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your Office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files. Check email and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. All right. Got an email here from Keta. This is from Steve Clemens' blog. He writes for the Washington Note. This is from yesterday. A retraction on the sources on the office expansion wrong. This is what Steve writes. Part of the process of reporting is doing the best one can to source information and seek double confirmation regarding stuff we post. The source of mine in the real estate brokerage arena has called to retract information shared with me that the Office of Special Counsel was expanding into 1401 North or New York Avenue. He states that, quote, he just got it wrong, end quote. In addition, the second source in the building says that he had a miscommunication with someone about this. This was a flop. I believe in telling what I hear on both sides, whether the Washington Note got it right or wrong. And in this case, it was wrong. On, then he goes on, he says, I'm still a bit confused by the on-off information on the office space, but I have to step back from this retracted information. If, however, Fitzgerald was expanding office space in Washington, that expansion could serve either an extension of the investigation or prosecution. For the time being, Steve writes, this is a dead end, not fun. Okay, you can, you know, take that on in whatever way, and thanks, Kevin, for sending it in. Take it in whatever manner you want to take it. It may bolster Shelley Drobny's point of view. It may bolster your point of view if you differ from Shelley or whatever. But it appears that story is not true. All right. Aurora in San Francisco, though, writes, Mike, it's far from over. You're right, there's a need to know. Fitzgerald needs to know, too. He was handed a case. He didn't finish it, didn't solve the case. He was lied to repeatedly, his words. Knowing what we know about this prosecutor, is there any doubt in your mind that he'd do anything short of illegality to close the case? No, it is not over yet, Aurora writes, and other than by being prevented by higher authority, he'll doggedly pursue it to its final disposition. His professional reputation is on the line. And if it is, if he is, as I think he is, his pride will compel him to complete the assignment. Aurora writes, I'm sure he could have indicted Rove or at least, for at least making false statements. We know that much. I think he knows that Rove could be very useful in the future. He has Irving, however, by the balls. Let's not forget that. Okay, thanks, Aurora. All right, let's do a phone call soon, okay? To get your opinion on all this. Oh, and by the way, don't miss our Halloween. We're having a Halloween program. We did last year. Yeah. Monday night, a regular time. You know, we'll be here. Tricks and treats for all the good little ghouls and goblins. So, or Samhain. It's All Hallows Eve. When is that the actual Halloween? Is Monday night? Okay. So stick around, or be here, or whatever. Are we going to do the Telltale Heart again? We are?
God knows this program would be frightening to any rational child, so we will be on the air.
Kathy is disappointed that Bush wasn't indicted today.
What's going to happen?
I'm sure it probably will at some point. Let's begin the phone calls here. Gene is calling from New York. Gene, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
I'm with you on the issue of our friend Mr. Irving Libby. I know I had a lot of friends who were kind of moping, oh, they didn't indict Rove. Well, Steve Gilliard on his blog nailed it tonight for one of the reasons I thought of, but he added two others. First, Irving Libby is an acolyte of Paul Wolfowitz. He was a student of Wolfowitz's at Yale, and he is a major-time big kahuna in neocon PNAC circles.
Right.
And, you know, and that one I figured out by myself, and that, of course, ties into the whole invasion of Iraq and all the lies that went with it. But the thing that Steve pointed out is that, number one, the path to the forged Niger via Italy documents goes through Libby and Cheney, not Rove and Bush. So Libby is much more important in terms of the tie to this war that America got lied into.
That's a good point.
And more importantly, and Steve doesn't play this up, but I think this is even more important. Libby is a lawyer. If he's guilty, disbarred. If he's not guilty, I think he'll still be disbarred. And that ain't good if you're a lawyer. And worse yet, think of what his defense is going to cost him out of pocket. I'm guessing it's going to be at least $250,000 for just the first 6 months.
Right. I think most of these people, though, have access to unlimited funds. The thing that I don't understand, and maybe you have some information about this, Gene, but this is the part, and I heard somebody else voice the same thing. I don't know today if it was in a conversation or on the radio. I have no idea, but it's in my mind, too. What in God's name would make these people who were involved in a horrendous conspiracy to wage war based on false information, what in the name of all things holy and unholy would make them spend so much energy to destroy Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame, knowing that, I mean, Libby is no fool. None of these people are fools. As you point out, Irving is an attorney. He knows damn good and well what happens if he walks in and commits perjury. He also knows if he doesn't commit perjury and this plot is found out, They're all going to roast in political hell. Why in the world were they trying so hard to destroy Valerie and Joe Wilson? Is it simply because they thought they could?
I think that's part of it. I'd put it down to two things. One is human nature, and the other is absolute necessity. The human nature is hubris. They thought they could do it. They destroyed Al Gore. They destroy people for a living using you know, Bush's brain, Karl Rove, and they've been very good at it. So they figured all we have to do is just discredit this troublesome Joseph Wilson person who is ruining our case to go to war in Iraq, who is basically taking on our case and demolishing it. All we have to do is ruin him and discredit him, and we're in the clear. And that plays into the other part of it, and it was necessary because they were scared that Joe Wilson might just wake up enough people in the media to start asking questions about, well, hold it. What's going on here? There are some in the CIA who say Saddam doesn't have weapons of mass destruction. Scott Ritter says he doesn't have weapons of mass destruction. Hans Blix and Mohammed al-Baradei say he doesn't have weapons of mass destruction. That dynamites their case. It was a combination, I think, of their hubris and fear. They all thought they could do it. They figured they could get away with it. They've destroyed people before. They can destroy people again. Only this time, they picked on the wrong person.
Yeah, you're probably right. Hubris will do it every time, and we've talked about it in this program. And also, it's the same reason a dog licks his own genitals, because he can. And that's, you know, that's about it. Gene, thank you.
You're welcome. But there's, if you have a second,
one more point
I want to make.
Okay, quickly.
The comparison of the special prosecutor doing his 75 minutes in full control of the press, more control even than I've seen Scott McClellan exert with the press, and the press coming away not seeming resentful, but seeming really respectful. Uh-huh. And the couple of minutes we had of the man we all love to call Bunny Pants with a case of Coke jaw, looking defeated, looking nervous, and looking more scared than I've seen him in as far as I can remember seeing him do these very short, you know, right, announcements on television. It is incredible. It makes me wish that we had Pat Fitzgerald in the White House and George W. Bush out playing golf with his pals. This world would be a hell of a better place.
I hear that. Yeah, the contrast between the two was stark and very, very apparent as to who represents the search for truth and who represents a continuation of deception. Thanks, Gene.
You're welcome. Good night.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. All right, we're going to take a very quick break here. We'll come back and more of your phone calls. Do stick around. Okay, I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
You lie to us, you freaking liar. Your party's going to hell in a blazing ball of fire. And you lie. You freaking liar. You freaking liar.
Won't change after September 11th. It changed because we're no longer safe.
Saddam Hussein is determined to get his hands on a nuclear bomb.
Nuclear weapon.
Nuclear weapon.
Nuclear weapon.
You lied to us, you freaking liar. Your party's going to hell in a blazing ball of fire. And you lie. You freaking liar. You freaking liar.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhair Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcantwait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
It's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Can't touch this. Look, man, can't touch this.
21 past the hour. Glenn in Illinois, Park Ridge, Illinois. Writes in, hello, Mike. George Ryan, former governor of Illinois, is now on trial. There's been a slow and methodical pursuit of Ryan with trials of underlings and plea bargains to entice cooperation. Libby will be just the first in a series of trials. When Libby is facing the burden of 30 years by himself or the option of spreading the time served among his co-conspirators, he will think differently. The testimony to come in the trials of underlings will strengthen the ultimate case against the brains of this criminal enterprise. Fitzgerald will extract the truth as if he were performing a root canal, a long and painful operation to remove the offending rotten center. I agree. And it was 2 years ago, I believe, that George Ryan, former Republican governor of Illinois, was indicted on federal grand jury racketeering conspiracy charges, mail and tax fraud, false statements, yada, yada, just on and on. And it covered a, if I remember, about a 13-year period when he was the Secretary of State and then as the governor. But in that indictment, Fitzgerald said, quote, "The citizens of Illinois have a fundamental right to honest government. They should expect and receive nothing less. The charged conduct by former Governor Ryan reflects a disturbing violation of that trust. Ryan is charged with betraying the citizens of Illinois for over a decade on state business, both large and small, by giving friends free rein over state employees and state businesses to make profits, and by steering those profits to his friends, and at times his family. Defendant Ryan sold his office. It is equally disturbing that Ryan is charged with concealing illegal activity and obstructing justice during the investigation. That a sitting governor allegedly would lie to the FBI agents investigating corruption on his watch is a dismal state of affairs. I commend the investigators who set out 5 years ago to find the facts and never stop digging. Now, that's a statement by Patrick Fitzgerald 2 years ago when the indictments of George Ryan were made public, or were handed up, I should say. So I again, if my good friend Shelley Drobny is still listening, I would suggest that Ryan, unless he has changed, Fitzgerald, unless he has changed dramatically, is going to continue. Now you have to remember also that Ryan is a Republican too. So, and it's a shame because one of the things that George Ryan did, one of his last acts, was to end the death penalty in Illinois, at least, if not officially end it, commute all of the death sentences and throw the whole thing in the state of Illinois into utter into a state of absolute dead stop. And I don't think they have moved it beyond that point since. But Ryan, the Republican governor and former Republican Secretary of State of Illinois, who was indicted on all these charges, if you just listen to what Fitzgerald said then, and it was only 2 years ago, and a matter of fact, about the same time that this investigation began. I don't think Ryan is finished. I'm sorry. I don't think Fitzgerald is finished. I just don't. Speaking of indictments, where's Tom DeLay today? I bet he's loving this news cycle. Frist is probably loving it too, right? Jesse is calling from TVNewsLies.org in New York. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Mike.
Jesse.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm your biggest fan, I have to tell you.
Well, I love your website. You guys do great work.
Thank you very much. I got a couple of comments. First, I want to put you at ease about Shelley's comments.
All right.
And just to put a little hole in what he said, taking in the penchant for secrecy and lying of the Bush, or I should say Cheney administration,
yeah,
and the nature of secrecy surrounding a grand jury investigation, he has no idea whether anyone used executive privilege. So if his argument is that we haven't seen executive privilege used to, you know, to keep any documents out of the investigation, we don't know that at all.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The other thing is, I think, and you thankfully are the only human being that used the P word in relation to Scooter Libby, PNAC, Project for a New American Century.
Right.
We have to drill this word into the American public the same way a parent drills in the names and faces of sex offenders in their area.
That's so true. So many of us do not understand that the position we are in right now, from a global standpoint, is strictly the result of a plan put together before Bush was ever elected by this Project for a New American Century. Let me put you on hold. Jesse, I got a break. We got to do some commercials. We'll come back, and we'll continue this right on the other side. All right?
Thanks.
Okay. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Stay with us.
And a heartbeat, and I'm down on my luck. Yes, I'm down on my luck. Well, I'm down on my luck. I'm hiding in Honduras. I'm a desperate man.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere. And they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere. And people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months into business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218, and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today, and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, we're talking with Jesse from TVNewsLies.org in New York. All right, where were we, Jesse?
We were talking about the Project for New American Century.
Right, right.
And I also want to make a point that'll make you a little bit more comfortable about what's going on with Libby. But when we talk about the Bush presidency, George W. Bush, is to the presidency, or the presidency is to George W. Bush. If anyone want to understand what that's like, is to watch Jim Carrey in the Truman Show.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a false reality. The guys behind the scenes, Project for a New American Century, are basically contain this guy for their use, and they present him to the public. He's,
as far as you know, let me interrupt if I may. As far as you know, has any particular segment or organ of the mainstream media exposed and written about Project for a New American Century in depth, in detail, one of those nice three-part articles that you find in the New York Times about murder and torture, and I'm not denigrating their reporting on those kinds of stories, but here is an organization that had a blueprint for exactly what's happening in most of the Middle East now and tried to sell it to Clinton. Clinton told him to go to hell.
Mike, they had a blueprint for 9/11. Okay, if you want to take it that far.
Well, that's too far. That's too far for the Times or the Post to go. But PNAC exists in black and white. For Christ's sake, you can see it all. It's all there.
Let me ask you a question. In the 5 years of the Bush administration, have you seen William Crystal presented on television once? As the chairman of this organization?
Well, that's my question. No, I haven't. But that's my question, Jesse. Okay. Why are these people not... I mean, Wolf Blitzer is not a part of PNAC. Neither is Bob Schieffer on CBS. So why aren't they presented this way? Why doesn't the American public... we can't know unless someone tells us about it. Why haven't any of these major outlets expose this rat's nest of people who are determined to take America down as they try to play out their Middle Eastern fantasies?
I'll give you the answer by telling people, telling you that the same analogy I use for when people ask me who controls the media. I say, I could tell you that someone in this room is a pickpocket. Okay? That gives you enough information to protect yourself from the pickpocket. I can't tell you why he's pickpocketing, and I'm not even exactly sure who the pickpocket is. We have to know something. The Project for New American Century has become a bigger society secret or taboo to discuss than even, and man, holy cow, was I cheering you the other night when you were talking about the differences between Zionism and Judaism and whatnot. That used to be the biggest taboo. Project for the New American Century, it's like Area 51 of politics.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. Yeah, that's true.
It's absolutely frightening. Now, I'm going to give you a little indication that I'm seeing that makes me think that there's been a decision made by the real controllers of our governmental apparatus that made a decision to take this administration down, or at least take them down a notch where they're not going to be able to march forward with their project. And that is the synchronicity among the corporate media where someone let the dogs loose. Someone said, dust off 4 years' worth of information and present it to the public. We're looking at this Libby stuff and this Blame stuff as if there's any bit of new information coming out. Everything we've known, you've known, your listeners know about every single thing that's being presented to the public,
right.
And they know it for 3-4 years. Someone let loose and said, go ahead, say it. So to me, it looks like something's going on. And it looks like someone made a decision to say, go after these guys.
Well, the only entity that could do that and do it effectively would be that shadowy they that is corporate America. You can't tamper with corporate America and get away with it. Not in these times. This is a corporatist state. And I think Bush's spending policies, Bush's foreign policies are setting up the country for an economic collapse. Now, you can make the argument, I guess, that corporate America really, maybe 30 years ago that would have mattered, but now they are so outsourced and so overseas it doesn't matter anymore. I disagree with that. I think if what you're saying is true, and I have no reason to doubt that that it isn't, certainly within the realm of possibility.
It's an observation. I mean, if you look at it, someone said, go ahead, and if you look at it, everyone's reporting the same thing,
right.
And none of it's new. Like,
yeah,
why
well, that's
now?
That's
who
true.
Gave the orders?
Well, I hope at some point, I know TVNewsLies.org has, matter of fact, don't you all have something up now about PNAC?
Well, all the time, yeah, but my most recent PNAC article was on Crystal, called Crystal Clear with a K.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, someone republished our PNAC and 9/11. To me, everything that's going on now hinges off the 9/11 event. Nothing, none of this stuff, none of this ridiculous agenda from the Patriot Act to the invasion of Iraq goes forward without 9/11.
Yeah.
You have a group in the White House that planned all this, as you stated earlier. Within their plans, they openly confessed that no one was going to let them go ahead with their lunacy unless they had a cataclysmic event like a new Pearl Harbor. So you have motive, you have means, you have opportunity, and it is insane for any reasonable, logical human being to look at what has been going on and not understand that these people have motives. And when you have people with motives, it's the first thing you look for in a crime scene.
That's
when
true.
Someone does something, the first thing a detective will do is look and say, who's collecting an insurance policy here? You know, who's going to benefit? And not only do you have the people who are benefits, but you had the people bragging about how they would benefit.
Yeah.
Now, is that guilt? No. Is that proven anything? No. Does it make you say, this is worth asking a question? Yeah, and no one is asking the question.
I hear you. Jesse, good to hear from you. Don't be a stranger. Call in.
I just have to say this. You are absolutely the most incredible breath of fresh air, and if we can clone you and put you on every radio station, we would solve these problems because we would wake this country up. I appreciate everything you do. You're the best.
Thanks, Jesse. That's very kind. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. That was certainly nice.
This has been a paid political advertisement for the Mike Malloy Show in conjunction with TVNewsLies.org. No animals were harmed in the making of this paper. Never mind.
Doug is calling from Staten Island. Doug, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to speak to you again. If you might, don't mind me saying very humbly, a very well-tailored show, great audience participation, and I really enjoyed listening to it because I usually don't get you after 12 o'clock, so I was able to hold on to the line and listen to everything. So,
oh, great. To have to listen through the phone is a little weird, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what I have. I have just the phone stuck to the ear.
Listen,
I have great respect for Mr. Drobny with his connection with Air America, and I'm so thankful that he's participated in giving us this great, you know, ability to get a little bit more truth and justice, as they say.
But
very respectfully, I'd like to jump on your bandwagon and disagree with his take on this. Number one, we know that at each step, in each court, with each judge and panel of judges, they all adjudge that the seriousness of the potential crime or crimes that may have been committed overrode First Amendment free press. One judge even felt the need to opine separately on his normal, you know, recognition and great respect for this First Amendment, but that his judicial instincts were trumped, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not for lying, Mike. This would, I think, have to be, you know, involve conspiracy. And as one reporter put it today, you know, astutely observed, he says you can't have a conspiracy of one.
Right.
Libby, I think, is the linchpin, and there are so many swords of Damocles in this great play, this great tragedy, if you will, for our country.
Mm-hmm.
They could almost draw up an assembly line. You have Libby, who is part of this cabal here, and we know that this administration basically rewards the loyal and eats anyone who turns. They destroy you. No one is immune. However, what they usually get are perks for being able to lie to the press and the public with impunity. This is not the same thing. Now, there are a couple of perks that are involved here. Number one, Libby has the chance. He can't, anything that he said now that he's involved in, he cannot get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
However, once he goes into court, if he decides to fall on his sword, okay, for Cheney, once he goes into court, well, that's a whole new ball game, because at that point, Fitzgerald can turn around and say, okay, for everything else I'm going to ask you right now, I grant you immunity.
That's right.
And once you're granted immunity, you cannot refuse to testify. So he has this. He could be really, you know, under the gun there. We know that, by the way, this case has been assigned to a judge, Reggie Walton, his name is. He's a very conservative former prosecutor. He was appointed originally to the bench by President Reagan and to his present position on this bench by this President Bush. He was formerly an aide to Bill Bennett when Bennett was the drug czar.
Mm-hmm.
But although he's very Republican, both Democrat and Republican prosecutors say that he is a very law and order judge and, quote, not a defender's judge. That was from a Democratic prosecutor
mm-hmm.
who knows him. So, and as far as whether Cheney could be, whether Cheney was under oath, my understanding is that he was not. However, we still have statute 1001, which is lying to a federal agent in the investigation, not the prosecution, but investigation of a crime.
Right.
We know that as far as executive privilege, surprisingly, Judge Bork is considered the authority on this, and he's wrote extensively on whether the VP is liable to subpoenas and executive privilege, and his take on this and the Federal Society's take on this is that the VP is not included. This is specifically just for the president.
Mm-hmm.
So he could be brought in. We know that Fitzgerald's M.O., as you described earlier with the Illinois governor,
right.
is he went after his close guy, his second in charge. He's doing the same thing to the Chicago machine of Daley.
Right.
He's going after his press spokesman. This is his M.O. He gets him and he squeezes him. Now, what Libby has to worry about is that if he does turn, of course, there is all this, you know, there is all this possibility of him, you know, getting destroyed, right?
But, yeah, well, and that may be literal. Hey, listen, I've got to leave it there, Doug.
Oh, boy.
All right, hold on. Just hold on a second. Hold on, hold on.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Ever get the feeling that our representatives in Congress are up to more harm than good? This week, Mother Jones Radio presents the Diddley Awards, a salute to congressional incompetence and idiocy. Senator Rick Santorum made the cut by comparing Democrats to Nazis for wanting to use the filibuster. Representative James Sensenbrenner also made the list. He shut down hearings on the Patriot Act after Democrats dared to criticize the act, declaring the meeting irrelevant and turning off the microphones. The Diddley Awards couldn't come at a more appropriate time. Last week, the House used their valuable time to ban lawsuits against gun manufacturers and fast food chains. It was a shameless bow to the fast food and gun industry. But then again, for the Congress that used Terry Schiavo for political gain, nothing seems too shameless anymore. Find out more this week on Mother Jones Radio, streamable online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was
was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. Let me give thanks to our crew in New York. The program was engineered there by Justin Yuen, Jason Isaac, and Stan Stolpiak. Thanks, guys. D. Neal, Air America's Glamour Queen, answered your phone calls. Thanks, D. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall somewhere in New York, Jim in Arkansas. All of you, thank you very much for your assistance. And the moderators at MikeMalloy.com. The executive producer of this program is Catherine Day. All right, let me go back to Doug. Doug, I can give you about a minute and a half here.
Okay, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try and be succinct. Thank you. I'm sorry I'm not astute enough to get it all together. Three quick things. Everyone's saying, why no conspiracy at this time? It's because the hurdles are great. This statute is very specific in structure and wording, the particular standards to be met. It's a very boutique statute, if you will, because it's well-defined and specifically has to involve so many different aspects of it. That's why Libby is the key. Two quick things now. The latitude of the judge is very attractive. There are no mandatory sentencing qualifications in this trial. He could give him zero time. He could fine him and send him home with an ankle bracelet. That's how much he could do it. This kind of loyalty, which has never been observed by anyone in this administration to be willing to fall on the sword this much, requires even more loyalty because it requires Libby really to plead guilty and avoid the trial. They can't afford a 6 to 9 month time where the elections are coming in. You're going to have executive officials in and out of court, under secretary, CIA. And as I said, if Bork is true, even the VP himself could be subpoenaed. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I'd just like to throw out there, as far as Rove, the fact that he told Cooper that his wife worked at the agency on WMD when he said, quote, things would be declassified soon. And the last thing, I've already said too much. Just makes you wonder.
Yeah.
And the last thing is that when people say this, legal aspects that I've looked at today, all say that when specific things are mentioned, like official A, rather than a State Department official or government official, when they say official A, that is someone who is at least a subject future prosecution.
That's very true. That's very true. Well, this has been very insightful stuff, and I appreciate you calling in, Doug, and sharing that with us. Take care.
I appreciate you allowing me the time, and I hope I can listen to the last comments here before you guys hang up on me.
Okay. Well, let's put him on hold. In New York, if you'll just put him on hold.
Thank you so much, Mike.
All right. You take care. Jerry in Long Island, it's going to have to be quick, pal. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Yeah, we should have a little more time. Well,
yeah, we're almost out. I can give you about 90 seconds here.
90 seconds. Okay, well, first of all, I think that the main reason Karl Rove was not indicted is because he may be subpoenaed to testify against Mr. Libby. And so I think that Mr. Fitzpatrick may want to use Mr. Libby as a witness against Rove. I think we should not be too optimistic about Mr. Fitzpatrick. It's important to remember that Senator Patrick Leahy was on...
you mean Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald.
Okay, Fitzpatrick came before his committee to be confirmed. So he's a Bush appointee.
You mean Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
You're talking about the prosecutor?
Yeah, the prosecutor.
Fitzgerald.
But he could do the right thing. I think, though, that he did give a softball. Fitzgerald did give a softball to everyone by not charging Libby or anyone else like Stephen Hadley with violations of the Espionage Act. So I think there's more that could have been indicted on. But I do think that this damages Vice President Dick Cheney, because here we have his chief of staff, his key top aide being indicted, and for leaking the identity of the CIA agent Valerie Plame. And where did he get the information from? From Cheney himself. And all this comes against the backdrop of someone else in Cheney's office being charged with the crime of espionage, somebody different. And so I think this all does come back on Dick Cheney and will look very negative on him in the end. Let's hope.
He might
resign by the end of 2006.
Well, I'm like Joe Wilson. Joe Wilson wants to see Karl Rove frog marched out of the White House. I want to see Dick Cheney frog marched.
Well, you see, if you're going to use him as a witness, if you're going to use Karl Rove as a witness, you cannot undermine your own witness by charging him with false testimony.
Well, that's very true. Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate you checking in. Kind of an obvious statement. Thanks, Jerry. On the first day of Fitz, Miss Fitzgerald gave to me Irving Scooter Libby and a partridge in a pear tree.
Actually, on the first day of Fitz, Miss Fitzgerald gave to me I, Lewis Scooter Libby. And I'd sing better, but I've got a sore throat too, so forgive me.
Yeah. All right, thanks, everybody, for participating in the program tonight and all during the week. We do appreciate it very much. I'll see you on Monday, all right? Same time, same station. Is Monday our Halloween show? Okay. Telltale Heart, Monday. And remember, treason is the reason for the season. Have a safe Samhain weekend, all right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806. Ricola!
I spent years learning to cope with my mental health problems and just as long conquering substance addiction. But I did both.
and I'm incredibly proud. But with the world and everything going on today, I get so overwhelmed. It's so tempting to turn to drugs and alcohol to help me escape. I don't want all of my accomplishments to just go away.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and alcohol to cope, get information and treatment referral at 1-800-662-HELP.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas.